Well, James Barclay, I have to tell you that it's an infantile reaction, a diversion from the inability of the APC to get together and put a message across to the people of Nigeria. The APC has not been able to get the message across to Nigerians on what they stand for and what they want to change from a party that sustains democracy, a party that promotes the unity of this country, to a party that believes in the vision of the country. So they've not been able to do that, and they've engaged in the past 2 months, diversionary tactics, crying wolf and making cases, imaginary cases, building imaginary cases.
APC spokesman Lau Mohammed likened what he alleges happened to the Watergate scandal in the United States, saying to us that your party is trying to get information from the APC in terms of its voters' registration ahead of the elections coming next year.
Well, the Watergate scandal, I don't understand the nexus, I don't understand the relationship. But for me, first is to establish that such a thing happened. I don't speak for the police, and I don't think the police will be the APC outfit. We've had security challenges in the country. Maybe there are a few people or some places that the police suspected that they were stocking arms or something will happen. And be mindful of the fact that APC has engaged in making some categorical statements on their inability to get violence or cause an uprising if they lose the election. And if the police want to find out if they are stocking arms in one or two other places, in houses that are owned by individuals, not APC offices. Let us establish that fact.